The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Welcome to the pod. Today, we are joined by some very special guests, our chamber team. We're going to be talking about all the things that are happening this summer and later this year at the chamber, because there are some really, really exciting stuff that's going on right now. So stick around and find out.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hello. Thanks for having us, Bree.
I am so happy to have the team on. We always have a lot of fun when we record these. We're just going to get into some chamber updates. We're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on at the chamber, which is a lot, actually, physically and with events and things like that. We're excited to share all of the goodies that we have going on. So I'm going to actually hand it over to Sarah Beth to start, and she's going to talk a little bit about Capital Campaign.
Yes. So if you have walked by the chamber lately, you have noticed we have a big sign out front. All of our sidewalks are blocked off. We apologize for that, but I promise it's going to be worth it. So a little bit of background. We actually started the capital campaign for the chamber in late 2018, early 2019, did the silent phase of the capital campaign, launched publicly December-ish of 2019. And then, of course, COVID hit in March of 2020.
Yay.
So it everything kind of got paused.
Right.
At that point, they had pretty well completed construction with the first floor. We're pretty on their way with that. So that's our beautiful information center that you, if you've visited anytime recently, you've seen some of our team down there working in the information center, which is sponsored by Bond Clinic. And then the Breezeway, which is Mahalik Auto Group, our kiosk down there, which was the Dantzler family. So lots of great things downstairs, all of the external things around the chamber. So our new lighting system that Tico helped with, the new parking lot, which was AAA asphalt. And then we have, of course, all of our beautiful landscaping that Legoland sponsored. So that all kind of happened at the start of COVID.
Right.
And then the third floor had kind of started. Things had been ordered. It was moving forward. And that got completed kind of slowly in pieces over the last couple of years. So the second floor was put on hold until we could pick up the capital campaign to finish funding the second floor, and then B, just to see kind of what happened with the economy, what happened with construction prices. If you tried to build anything in 2021, you probably know how expensive things have gotten. So waiting for some of those things to settle out. So we are well on our way with our capital campaign. We still have some great opportunities, which I'll talk about in a minute. But construction started on March 27th. And it should be about 60 days. So we should be done by end of May, beginning of June. And it is going to be beautiful.
It is for sure.
So if you have been on our second floor, we historically have had the auditorium, which is a pretty large space. That's where we have a lot of our women in networking events, lunch and learns. We used to have coffee and conversation up there. It's a larger space that holds a good, decent number of people. And then we had the boardroom, which had the huge table that was donated by George Jenkins, and had, I mean, it's literally 22 feet long and 6 feet wide.
It's crazy. 16 feet wide.
So, and then is got the, you know, 24 chairs around it, which that size table just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a table like that.
Meeting rooms don't exist that large anymore. I am happy to announce for those that have been very concerned about the table, that Polk County Public Schools has taken the table for one of their larger conference rooms. So it has gone to a really good home. And them getting it on the elevator was quite the sight to see.
It's the story.
If anybody's interested, we have some pictures because it was quite the process. But so that's what it looked like previously. There was a partition wall between the two rooms that was a hollow wood wall. So it made it a little difficult to use them at the same time. Now that partition wall could open up, but still had just a, it didn't really make the room seamless. So our board voted last summer to turn that into one large room. The really cool thing is that both of those balconies will be activated. So we have a larger balcony that overlooks Central Park. And then we have a smaller balcony that will overlook where the new hotel is, the park that they're totally redoing on the north side of the building. So it really, when you go down there now, because they've already started taking some of those walls out, it's cool to just be able to see the light coming from both sides of the room.
That is amazing, isn't it?
So that's really exciting about just having that space so opened up. We're also flipping the front of the room. So if you now have to go sneak out or come in late or go to the restroom, you can leave from the back of the room instead of having to walk out the front of the room, which is exciting. And then revamping our kitchen so it'll be more of a catering kitchen. There was a 1989 oven microwave combo in our kitchen up until 3 or 4 days ago, that was still in great working condition. But, you know, how often are we cooking things in the oven at the chamber?
Not super often.
We do a lot more catering than cooking around here. I promise it's for the best. But so the catering kitchen will be up and running. So the new auditorium is being sponsored by Citizens Bank and Trust, which is very exciting. And then on the third floor, and I think I didn't mention this, but on the third floor, we do have a boardroom up there now as well, which is sponsored by South State Bank. So, and that holds 12 people, so not quite as big. It couldn't fit the George Jenkins table, but it still gives us a lot of opportunities. So we're excited. It's coming along.
It sure is.
It's, if you hear any banging or tapping or noises during the podcast, it is probably the construction happening, but they are working so hard.
We don't care. Because we're happy it's getting done.
Yes, it is the most beautiful musical noise I have heard in a long time.
For sure. And I don't know if you want to mention too, Sarah Beth, the donor wall is kind of like the new exciting thing that we have.
Yeah, so we have two opportunities to give as far as donations. So we're working on a past president's wall. So, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but this is 100 years for the Winter Haven Chamber, which
it's
means we have 100 past presidents. So looking for a way to honor each of our past presidents with a past president's wall. And then also we will have our large donor wall, which there's opportunities for your business to get involved there, whether it's with a large logo that are $3,000, small logos are $1,000, or to have your name written or business name written is $500. So there's lots of opportunities to donate.
Yeah.
We also have some we've created several packages for lots of our naming rights. Many of those I've mentioned on the podcast. So we I still have some options there. If you just if you're interested in that, just contact me and I am happy to
Love it.
Happy to find something.
Yeah, I think it's cool that we are doing that. And I just wanted to have you call that out specifically because it's cool that large and small businesses can get involved in that. So that's really a cool opportunity for everybody. So
absolutely. And one
exciting.
More that the one donor I think I forgot to mention that has been confirmed is that our large balcony will be the George Jenkins balcony.
Right.
And that was on behalf of the Barnett family that they'll sponsor that. So if you've been on that balcony, there is no shade and it's, you know, it's hot, it's sunny, it's not. It just, there was no really way to activate it. And by the time it's cool enough to go out on the balcony, it's typically dark. So we'll be putting a shade structure out there, some lighting fixtures to really be able to use that space, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited because we'll be able to sit out there and really have a wonderful view of Central Park and all of that stuff. So it'll be really cool. So if you are interested in getting involved in Capital Campaign, you can obviously reach out to Sarah Beth if you're interested, or if you're kind of just wanting to like flirt with the idea and just read a little bit more about it, we do have a page for that on our website, winterhavenchamber.com. So you can go and check that out also. We are going to be trying to keep everybody updated via social media with kind of pictures of the renovations. We've already actually put out some stuff. So that you guys can see kind of the before and after and how the space is going to be transformed, which is super exciting for us because we've been, I mean, that space has looked the same for I don't even know how long. So it's super exciting to see it begin to transform into something super fresh and modern and kind of take us into the future, which is a lot of what we've been talking about with the 100 years. Obviously, we've been doing a lot over the last hundred years, but you know, lots of fun things are coming up and we're excited for the second floor to kind of reflect that. So thank you for that, Sarah Beth. Appreciate that. If you guys have any questions, reach out to her. Also, I don't want to forget, we do have an event that is going to come up to kind of feature the Capital Campaign so that people can come into the building and actually see it in person. And Anna and Hannah, I think, want to share probably about it because they're the most excited about it. And they have adorably named it Three Floors of Fun.
It's going to be pretty self-explanatory. Three Floors of Fun.
Boom.
We are very excited. We don't want to tell everything. We're going to have some surprises, but Sarah Beth has to kind of tone us down a little bit.
We are so thrilled. Only on occasion.
We are throwing ideas left and right. So
all good ideas, though.
All great. We just want to celebrate with you guys. So definitely keep your eyes out for open for that.
Yes. It's going to be beautiful. The building's going to be nice and beautiful and clean. We're working on, listen, on the second floor, when we cleaned out everything for construction, we found decades worth
lots
of stuff.
It's so fun, though. It's so fun.
Yeah, we found like lots of old pictures, an old slideshow presentation where you had to click the button and physically load in the slides and everything.
It's awesome.
So it's been really cool stuff, but there's
a lot
also
of VHS.
A lot of not cool stuff that we're working on, you know, cleaning up. So everything's going to be nice and shiny and pretty and new.
Yes. So y'all will get to see every part of the chamber. So we're going to have our office doors open. You can come and see where we are, what we're doing every day, all that fun stuff. So,
and expect three floors
of fun.
Did you guys rehearse that?
No.
It's off the cuff. It's all off the cuff.
We spent a lot of time together.
Yes.
So.
We're all connected
we're on the
somehow.
Same page.
Yes. Eye contact in that the announcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
was really great.
We're just so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, we want to be able to show off the building because, like Sarah Beth said, this has been kind of like a long journey from when we started to now. So we're obviously excited to share that with our members because hopefully our members will be able to benefit and the community as well. So that'll be a great opportunity for people to come and check out the space. So now I kind of wanted to toss it to Hannah to talk a little bit about Leadership Winterhaven because, believe it or not, Class 43, right, is coming up. So, Hannah, if you want to share a little bit about that, go for it.
So right now, Class 42 is they're right near the end of their year. Class 43 will start in September, but nominations and applications will open up May 1st. and you have until June 30th. So we're giving you plenty of time.
100%.
We actually already have all of the dates scheduled. We have the application online. So if you could just wait to send it in, that would be great. But we already have everything prepped. We have a lot of really fun ideas that we're looking at for our opening retreat, graduation. We're already, you know, planning Tallahassee. Like, we're just working on a lot of really fun stuff just to, you know, try and give a little bit of new, some fresh stuff to some of the days. So
absolutely.
I'm really excited about it. It's going to be great. We have already confirmed our day chair, Jacob Burton.
Yay, so Jacob!
It's
class chair.
Class chair.
Yes. We've confirmed most of our day chairs as well.
Yes. We've confirmed
there's
our
a lot of chairs. There's a lot of chairs.
So I apologize. But yes, our class chair is Jacob Burton. And it's going to be great. Lots of really fun stuff happening. I have to tone back my ideas on that too. So
we got
I'm
a lot
excited.
Going on. Yes, there's a lot to be excited about.
Sarah Beth is doing a lot of reeling in around here,
but it's the best job in the world because there's so many great ideas to reel in that
I was going to say
always rather reel in ideas than be pulling them out of.
Yeah,
people.
I was going to say I think that that's
really
like a good problem to have.
A good problem to have.
Yes, so it's really fun. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to get you that information, and you can check it out on our website as well.
Yep. So Hannah's done a great job with Leadership Winter Haven, and she's actually done a lot of hard work recently to kind of update the applications and kind of look at the program from a new perspective, adding new things, and obviously there will be new people because it'll be a whole new class. So, and class 42 has been going well, and they've been really enjoying it. So we're excited to continue. And it's funny because we just had an episode on the podcast about Leadership Winter Haven, a little bit of a time capsule, if you will, with Cindy and Rick, and just talking about it's really amazing how the program has been this successful for this long. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to, you know, the people who have led the program. And obviously, Hannah has just recently gotten the baton for Leadership Winter Haven. She's already doing a great job.
Yeah. So. And just to put a plug in, too, if you were classes 1 through 42, we are looking at bringing back the alumni program.
Yes.
So we watch for more information on that later this summer because we really want to make sure that we can bring all of those that have been in the classes back in. There's probably been a lot of things that have happened. So I was class 38, and I know that there have been a lot of cool things coming to Winter Haven just even in the past 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So we want to make sure that we have opportunities for previous leadership classes to see some of those things and continue to network and get involved. So be on the lookout for more information on that this summer.
And me personally, we did find a lot of leadership pictures cleaning out the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in some of the earlier classes, we'd love some pictures.
Yeah.
I have not come across those, but I want all the pictures. We want to make sure that we're, you know, keeping
documenting
all the,
all of
the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going into class 43, which is great.
It's crazy.
So we want to keep all of it and really be able to see how far it's come from class 1 to now.
Yeah, we have some pictures from like class 1. I think we have some from 3 and 4. So like there's some kind of scattered throughout. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have any pictures, send them to Hannah@winterhavenchamber.com. Also kind of in that same vein, if you have any old chamber photos, you know, obviously
last 100 years,
we've been rocking and rolling for 100 years. So somebody's bound to have some old pictures that we do not have on our Dropbox. And so if you have those, send them to us because we would greatly appreciate it. If you want to send those to info@winterhavenchamber.com, that'd be great. Before we started the podcast, we were talking about how Bonnie is like the main person who always has pictures. So if you're like Bonnie Parker and you document everything and you have been documenting everything for a long time, send us your pictures because we definitely would appreciate that.
And Bonnie, we appreciate you for documenting all of our events.
I know. Sarah Beth says she uses your albums very often to just, you know, see what she wore at an event or
make sure I'm not wearing it again.
Yeah. Or be like, did I even go to that event that year? You know, like it's super helpful. So we appreciate people like Bonnie. And if you're like her, send us your pictures. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 6 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Olamide Oshikoya, and I'm here to tell you about the partnership between Advent Health and Rothman Orthopedics that is revolutionizing how care is delivered to patients in Central Florida. As a shoulder and elbow orthopedic surgeon for Rothman Orthopedics, I offer specialized, tailored care to treat conditions such as arthritis, tendon disorders, bone loss, fractures, and instability. My team and I at Rothman Orthopedics have partnered with Advent Health to provide innovative, expert care for joint treatment and sports medicine intervention. Our offered care is tailored to meet each patient's health goals. Next day appointments are available. Please call 844-407-4070 or visit us at transformingortho.com.
Okay, so we're rocking and rolling. We are going to go over some upcoming events, so bear with us kind of as we list some of these. So we have a couple wins coming up here soon, but the next one is April 26th. Is there anything special that you want to mention, Anna, for win?
Yes, so April 26th, Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30, we will be hearing from the one and only Emily Rogers.
Yay.
Of Emily Rogers Consulting, and that will be at the Dairy Down, because obviously
we are a little busy in
we
here.
We cannot have you in the second floor. No one wants to come in the second floor. But Emily Rogers is really awesome. She does executive leadership coaching, and she's just such a great resource for our members. So she'll be talking about qualities that define high-performing leaders and the feminine advantage. So if that is something that you are interested in learning about, just want to continue to develop yourself as a leader in our community, in your business, in your home, however it is. It doesn't have to be just work related. We definitely recommend that you come out and check it out, because that'll be really, really fun. A really great time hearing from Emily.
Emily is fabulous. Also, April 26th is my due date, so I may or may not be a win. Emily is awesome, and that is, you know, bound to be a very valuable program. So make sure you come to that. Anna, do you want to share about Off the Clock?
It's also on the 26th.
Yes, on the same day. Look, lots of fun happening.
Lots of fun happening on the 26th. So if you guys recall, our networking showcases have been kind of revamped and rebranded as Off the Clock. It's still the same, you know, fun social networking activity, just with a new name. So we will be doing a happy hour at the Social Cocktail Lounge, which is very, very near the chamber, right around the corner. I totally forgot the street, but
yes, it is on the, not the corner, but between Avenues C and D Northwest.
Yes.
And it is on, I believe that is 3rd Street.
I'm so happy you knew that.
Right. Yes, thank you. Like,
downtown,
I knew what it was.
Even geography is my thing.
I'm glad somebody, I'm just like, hey, it's by that thing next to that one place is
the grid
how I
system
do it.
Yes, your friend.
It's great.
Yeah.
So the Social Cocktail Lounge is a really great place. It's got really cool vibes. And it's actually by Ashley and Brett, who own the Fire Restaurant. So it's a new place that they have downtown. So it'll be really fun to kind of go hang out, grab some of their cocktails or their sodas and their waters, and just kind of network and hang out with everyone. So it'll be from 5 to 6:30 on April 26th.
We're very excited about that. A little happy hour action. So if you're interested and you're downtown, even if you're not downtown, just come on over. We will be hanging out. Did you say 5:30 to?
Sorry, 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30. Okay, perfect. And if you guys want to RSVP, you can do that on our website. Next up is Endeavor Winter Haven hosts an event every year called Trailblazers. And what that event is it gives young professionals and just established professionals, anybody can come, a chance to sit down with some really cool local leaders, pick their brains, talk about their accomplishments, their failures, their successes, and really just add a lot of value, put some tools in the toolbox for yourself professionally and personally, I think. I think they touch on it's a good balance of both. So that's a really great event, and that's going to be taking place on May 2nd. So Anna has our list of all of the Trailblazers for this year.
And let me tell you, we have a stacked list
this
year.
It's true.
It's a great lineup.
It is a wonderful lineup. I am so excited to attend. So we have Cindy Zimmerman with SS Designs, Tina Sweeten with American Red Cross, Tom Phillips with Citrus Connection, T. Michael with the City of Winter Haven, Dr. Angelo Falconetti with Polk State College, and very excited to have Sheriff Grady Judd in attendance as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we have a lot of great local leaders. So if there are people in that lineup that you're like, dang, I would love to hear about their life story / professional story or whatever the case may be, this is your moment to sit down pretty intimately, actually, because usually there's like, you know, they split off into different tables and we have like maybe 6 to 8 people at a table. So you'll be able to like actually sit and chat with them, which is very significant because last I checked, you can't just call up Grady Judd for a coffee, you know, like that just doesn't happen. Yep. He's kind of a busy guy.
Unless
so,
he's coming to arrest you. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, then you have some other issues. So if you are potentially going to be arrested, maybe don't come to Trailblazers.
Yeah. And just a plug for Endeavor. So Endeavor is our young professionals organization. We actually changed the age last year. So It starts at 18 and goes to 42. Part of lowering the age from 21 to 18 was that we realize a lot of young professionals are starting their career right out of high school.
Yeah.
We actually had a couple that Anna and I were meeting with a young lady, and we were like, you know, why aren't you involved in Endeavor? And She's like, well, I'm only 19 and I'm too young to hang out with you guys. So we want to make sure that we can get young professionals involved as soon as they're starting their careers. The really exciting news is that right now 610 has done a membership sponsorship for this year. You know, 610 really has a goal of seeing our young professional community thrive, especially in downtown with all the apartments going in and things like that.
Right.
So you can check Endeavor out on social media for the code so that you can sign up for a free membership for Endeavor for this year.
It's pretty awesome. 610, we really appreciate that because, you know, giving young professionals access to make connections and grow professionally and personally is a big deal. And that is obviously something very important to us at the Chamber. So We appreciate them partnering with us on that. So if you're listening and you're a young professional or from the ages of 18, what is it, 42, 41?
40? 18 to 42.
Okay. If you're in that range, it's a pretty broad range, head over to their website and become a member because it's free.
Yeah, there's no excuse, honestly.
Yeah, there's
and
not.
There's... for every event they have a Endeavor member rate and a non-member rate. So, you know, if you want to go to Trailblazers and you want to sign up, you can sign on for free and pay the member rate.
And it'll save you $10.
Yeah. Boom.
It's a $10 discount. Yeah. So
it's really marketing itself at this point, guys. So you guys can check out. We have information about it on our website as well, but they have their own website too. So feel free to check them out and definitely register for Trailblazers as soon as possible because May 2nd will be here before you know
it. And spaces are limited. I think that event's capped at 50. So you want to register soon if you want to go.
For sure. Next up, we have a Lunch and Learn with Chad Tactow, who works with Citizens Bank and Trust. And that Lunch and Learn is May 15th and will be about cybersecurity for small business. We've got more details coming out on that very soon, but mark your calendars because that's going to be a good one. And then May 24th, we have another win.
Yes, Anna. We do. And this will be a small group discussion.
Yay.
So we'll break up into some smaller groups. We'll have some discussion topics, but it's just a really great way to kind of, you know, we do have discussion topics, but we often go off topic because there's so many good things to talk about and ways to connect with other businesswomen in our area.
Absolutely. And then the next one is June 6th, which we will have Dog Days of Summer. So we're kicking that off again, which if you... we're not able to come last year. We started a new, I guess you could call it kind of an event series. And it's basically just an event to appreciate, show appreciation for our members. So we call it Dog Days of Summer because it's very, very hot. And, you know, that's a thing that people say. And then it also turned into like bring your dogs to the event.
People were very upset last year at the first event that there were not more dogs.
Yeah. So we kind of called it Dog Days just because it's like a phrase that people say. But people were not happy the first one because they were like, where are all the dogs at? So we've learned our lesson. The second one, we had people bring their dogs. So if you want to bring your dog, you can. Preferably if your dog is friendly and likes people and dogs, that'd be great. But yeah, so the first one will be June 6th. The other ones will be, I think, July 11th and August 8th.
And just a note about the dog days in June, our frozen treat will be from Mr. Chill's Philly Ice Water. So it's essentially Italian ice. It's a food truck, but they also have a location just a couple of blocks down from Dooney's Plaza.
Love it.
So it's super cool. It's really, really, really good, like A-plus yes. stuff. So I'm really excited to have them. And as Brie mentioned, it's free for members to attend. You don't have to even pay for the frozen treat.
No,
so
you don't.
You're literally not losing anything by
yes.
coming.
So we really just want to show our members how much we appreciate your investment in the chamber. And that's how we decided to do it, was during the hot summers, give you a little free cool treat and the chance to hang out with dogs. I mean, I don't really know what event is better than that, to be honest. So it's something nice to look forward to, because I know the summers can sometimes just be so hot that you're like, I just want to stay inside my house and never leave. But this will give you an excuse to leave your house and get a cool treat. So those are the dates for that. And then we do have a win in June as well, June 28th. Go for it, Anna. Any special updates on that?
Speed networking.
Yay.
Fun times.
And so you'll...
Yep. The exciting thing is we should be back on the second floor for that one.
Oh, so. We should be. So stay tuned for that. If we're not, we'll definitely let you know. But so, yeah, that'll be kind of fun to be on the second floor and do some speed networking. Great opportunity to make some connections there. And then August 24th, we have our Polk Emerging Leaders event, which is a collaborative event between our Polk County Young Professionals groups. And we honor 5 young professionals for the amazing work that they're doing in our communities. So we actually, have nominations open for that. So if you know of a young professional in our community, that could be Lakeland, Winter Haven, or Bartow, and they're like rocking it and they're making a difference and they're getting involved, then nominate them for this award. You can do that at winterhavenchamber.com. It's very easy to send in your nominations for that. So that'll be coming up before you know it. So, and you can buy your tickets on our website as well. And then we have a very exciting event coming up in September. It's September 21st this year. And this is an event we get excited for every year, but we're a little bit extra excited because it's our 100 years. So this will be our Celebrate Winter Haven event. So Hannah, do you want to share just maybe a few details that people can look forward to?
Yes. So I'm very excited. The minute we started talking about Celebrate Winter Haven, I had so many ideas
yes.
that I had to just, like literally,
reeling
the team
everybody
tells
in.
Me, and an hour later, I'm coming back with all these
We're
ideas.
Throwing spaghetti on the wall. That's what
so,
you got to do.
It was so fun. But again, we're in our 100 years. So this year, we are throwing it back to 100 years. We're going to the 1920s. So we're going to have a lot of fun, lots of decor and stuff like that. It's just going to, you know, we want it to feel like a little bit of a blast from the past when the chamber first started.
Yep.
So it's going to be really fun. Mark your calendars. Go ahead and just have that. Just go ahead and think about it.
And honestly, you should probably buy your tickets because that's
yes.
an actual, that's limited.
Yes, very limited.
We can't
yep.
have everybody and their mom at this event. We actually have a cutoff. And you're going to want to buy your tickets and make sure you have enough time to get your flapper dress out,
yes.
your bow ties,
yes.
The whole thing. Like
yes.
we are going all in.
We're encouraging the looks, everything.
Yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, everything that goes along with Celebrate Winter Haven, we have our Banker's Cup,
mm-hmm.
Awards that, for the Man and Woman of the Year. So we're super excited about that. We, launched our Entrepreneur of the Year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those nominations open and our, Business of the Year awards as well. So you definitely need to nominate, that way you can also see hopefully some of your favorite people
yeah,
winning in
absolutely.
September.
Yes. So if you go to our website, we actually have a Celebrate Winter Haven tab. And under that tab are other tabs for some of the awards that we give out at that event. So if you know of an entrepreneur or somebody who's just making a huge impact in our community or a business who is doing that, small or large, you can nominate those people or businesses on our website. And it's super easy. If you have any questions, you can obviously reach out to Hannah. But it's really important to get involved. And the thing is, most of these people, pretty much all these people, are people who do not want the spotlight. So it's really nice when someone who knows them and knows the things that they're doing steps up and nominates them for something so prestigious, because all of these awards mean a lot to us at the Chamber. And so if you know of anybody, head to our website, nominate them. If you have any questions, reach out to Hannah, and then start thinking about what outfit you're going to wear, because it's super important.
Yes.
But we'll have a lot of 20s fun at this event. So this one is just a little extra special. Yeah. You know, 100 years is kind of a big deal.
And even if you've been to celebrate Winter Haven in the past, I promise you, because like we said, reeling in the ideas, there will be lots of fun, unexpected surprises yes. throughout the evening that the team has come up with. So
yeah.
It will be an event like none before.
Yes, I do think it's going to be different than most other Celebrate Winter Haven events. So make sure you buy your tickets, because those are limited and you don't want to miss out. Trust me, you just don't. So I think that's pretty much it for events. Wow, that feels like it took a long time. We got a lot going on here at the Chamber, but that's great, because if you're a member, that means you're getting the bang for your buck. We got things for you to do, people for you to meet, and soon enough, things for you to see, actually specifically at our Chamber building, because things are happening. So we are excited for all of those things. One thing I wanted to just give a little reminder / plug for is we still have our Winter Haven merchandise. So we at the end of last year, partnered with Bump Galetta to create some Winter Haven merch. We've got sweatshirts. We've still got our ornaments and shirts. So if you'd like to stop by our information center and buy those, you can totally do that. We may or may not, cough, cough, have some 100 years things coming out in the future, partnering with some of our Chamber members to, you know, celebrate the 100 years in a fun way. Again, may or may not, cough, cough.
When you say it on the podcast, I have to say
I yes. know. It's like, she's stuck now. She doesn't have a choice. So you guys just follow us on social media. That's the best way to kind of stay in the know. And if you're a Chamber member and you don't, have access to our email list, definitely get on that so that you can get things like in the news and first thing and really stay connected to everything that we've got going on here at the Chamber. So is there anything that I've missed? Anything you guys want to cover?
Just one, and this is going a little bit further out,
okay.
But if people want to go ahead and mark their calendar for October 20th is Ultimate Corporate Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a fun team building event. It'll be on a Friday down at the Lake Mod Recreation Park. So that's, again, an Endeavor event.
Yep.
But it's a lot of fun. Think Minute to Win It meets Double Dare meets Adult Field Day. It's a great team bonding experience
for
any corporate teams. So more information will be coming about that soon, but save the date.
Yes, definitely save the date. And if we're talking about October, then I'll also mention Endeavor Serves, which is a program that's great for just learning how to serve on a board. If you're interested in serving on boards, that is a program that I would highly, highly recommend that you go through. And there's information about that on our website. And that is, again, Endeavor Serves. And that's taking place, I think, at the beginning of October. There are a few sessions. So check out the dates. Make sure you can come and sign up. If you have any questions about Endeavor Serves, you can reach out to me. And if you have any questions about UCC, you can reach out to Hannah. So I think that's all, which when I say that's all, it makes it sound like there's not a lot, but there really is a lot. So mark your calendars for all the things we talked about. And yeah, reach out to the team if you need anything. We're here to be a resource for you guys. And thank you, team, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's always good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always shocked when you invite us back.
I have to. I don't have a choice. You guys are my team. No, I'm just kidding. We have lots of fun. So thank you guys so much.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Promotional offer may end without notice. Loans subject to credit and underwriting approval. Appraisal, insurance, and other requirements or restrictions may apply. See lender for details. NMLS ID 528015.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.